Okay, you're tuned to WUSB Stony Brook. It's 11 o'clock on a Wednesday night. My name is Steve Kreitzer. Means there's time for only one thing now. Turmoil, our weekly look at punk, hardcore, and thrash. Talking about letter writing wrote to someone in New Zealand. They sent me this from Flesh Device. This song is called Slaughter. Here on Turmoil, 90.1 FM.
Ha ha ha!
Out of Germany, those are the Maniacs, Addicted to the Night. Starting the show off, we heard from Flesh Device out of New Zealand with Slaughter. That's from their latest album, Secrets of the Estranged. Plain Rap right after that with Green Light, Red Light. The Bristles from Sweden gave us War Heroes, and the Maniacs once again, Addicted to the Night. The last two bands, the Bristles and Maniacs, came off a compilation album called We Don't Need Nuclear Force on Mülheimer Records out of Germany, and it features such bands as Toxic Reasons, Boss Cops, Uproar, The Appliances, Normal, Verrucas, White Flag, Radis, plus many, many more. And as I say every week, if you need the addresses to any of these companies or the bands I'm playing tonight, just give me a call after the show at area code 516-246-7901. I'll be glad to give you the addresses and names of who to write to. Going to go up to Boston now. PTL Club. They expect to have a new EP out called Living Death real soon. They sent this demo tape of some of the songs that'll be on it. We're going to hear one of the songs on the soon-to-be-released EP from PTL Club. This is called Sea of Hate, here at 90.1 FM Turmoil.
Don't shop, run. Don't shop, run.
Turmoil 90.1 FM. That was Tudo Hospital from Germany with Career. Before that, by request, Doggy Style gave us Donut Shop Rock from their latest album, Side by Side. Marginal Man with Pandora's Box and starting the whole thing off. PTL Club from their soon-to-be-released Living Death EP we heard from a cassette. Sea of Hate. So we heard PTL Club, Marginal Man, Doggy Style, Tudo Hospital here on Turmoil. Any of you at that show with Rock Hotel about a week and a half ago? What was the date on that? The 7th, where they had MDC, Sam Hain. Who else did they have? A bunch of bands. DOA from England and bands like that. Well, if you weren't paying attention, just before MDC's set started off, Franco, the bass player, mentioned the struggle at Big Mountain. Not to forget the people at Big Mountain and to get involved. Well, if you have no idea what's going on at Big Mountain, let me read you something here. This is a little leaflet put out by the Big Mountain Support Group. It's put out, written by Arthur Miller. And I'm just going to let you know what's going on at Big Mountain, because I really enjoy MDC and I like talking to Dave and Franco and the rest of the guys. And it seemed when Franco was trying to explain what was going on at Big Mountain, too many people were just yelling, play, play. And they weren't paying too much attention, which is something that I find very annoying at shows when people go up on stage to say something. I wish everybody would just quiet down so we can hear what they have to say, because sometimes they have something worthwhile to say. Other times they don't. But this one time, Franco did have something very important to say, and it seemed nobody was really paying attention. I was able only to pick out a few words. So many people, you're just yelling for them to play. So let me tell you what's going on at Big Mountain. This is by Arthur J. Miller. It's called The Struggle at Big Mountain. The U.S. government plans to forcefully remove thousands of Diné, or Navajo people, from their homeland this year as a so-called solution to what the U.S. government calls a dispute between the Hopi and Navajo nations. In reality, there is no dispute between the Navajo and Hopi people. Rather, this is a conspiracy by the government and the energy companies to rape the land for coal, oil, and uranium. The conspirators are using the neo-colonial tribal councils to do their bidding for them. When the Europeans conquered the land, they gave the Indian nations what they viewed as worthless land to live upon. As time went on, it was found that the land that was once deemed worthless contained those things which the Europeans found valuable, like gold, uranium, 80% of the uranium on the U.S. is on Indian land, coal, and oil. Thus, the greedy ones are still trying to steal what little Indian land is left. Before the tribal councils, the government had to get 3/4 of the people of any Indian nation to agree before it had an agreement. In the 1930s, the government created the tribal councils and maintained control by controlling the money which goes to them and thus gets whatever they want from them. Because the traditional Indian people had their own means of self-management for thousands of years, and because the tribal councils were used to sell or lease off their lands, the traditionals never supported the tribal councils and viewed them as one of the means the U.S. government has been using to destroy them. When the boundaries of the Hopi and Navajo reservations were set by the U.S. government, an area was set aside which was to be used by both and by any other Indians that the U.S. government decided to place there. No Indian nation had title to this land, which came to be known as the Joint Use Area. When the energy corporations found coal, oil, and uranium in the Joint Use Area, they needed someone to sign the energy rights away. One of the main energy corporation that had its greedy eyes on the area was Peabody Coal, which is Mormon-controlled. Peabody, with the help of the U.S. government, fabricated a tribal dispute between the Hopi and Diné Navajo nations so the area would be divided between the two nations, allowing the land to be opened up by the energy corporations. How did they do this? First, they sent a Mormon attorney, John Boyden, who, to have the Navajo hire him as their lawyer, he was rejected. Then the U.S. Department of the Interior chose him to settle the dispute, and he organized a new Hopi council, made up of Mormons, who then hired him to resolve the mineral rights. Between 1973 and 74, range wars were staged, which the Washington Post found were created by Evans & Associates, a Salt Lake City Mormon PR firm, which also writes the Hopi chairman's speeches. In 1974, Congress passed PL 93-531, which partitions the land in a 50-50 split, reduces livestock by 90%, and establishes a relocation commission to remove all Indians living on the wrong side of the fence. Because of this law, 14,000 Diné or Navajo and 100 Hopis will be moved. Though the government pushes the big lie about a tribal dispute, the traditional Hopi people say there is no dispute. They feel the Hopi were placed on the earth as guardians of Mother Earth. It is their responsibility to guard the earth for the use of all people, not for the exclusive right of any individual group of people. They view it as un-Hopi to vote, and the true Hopi people do not support the U.S. government created by tribal council, which in their view is used to rob land and destroy the culture of the Hopi people. Also, the Hopi people live in villages up in the mesas and will not move down where the Navajo live. The traditional elders of both nations have issued joint statements against their forced removal and declaring their desire to work together to solve whatever problems they may have. On October 2, 1977, the resistance to the fencing of the joint use area began with Navajo elder Pauline Weitzinger of Big Mountain by confronting and evicting fencing crews and tearing down part of the fence. From that time on, the people of Big Mountain have resisted the fencing, and in 1979, the Big Mountain Dean declared independence and sovereignty, declaring, "The sacred laws of the Diné give no authority for the federal government and its related agencies to intrude and dispute the sacred lands of Big Mountain." The government had had an economic boycott on the area for many years. These people get nothing from the government, and with 90% of their sheep and goats taken away, which the people depend on for their survival, they are in dire need of help. The government says the animals may harm the land, while right outside of the area, energy companies strip mine the land, lay it bare, and plan to do the same on Big Mountain. This, the government feels, is all right for the land. For those who have relocated, they either find themselves in racist border towns or forced to live on 2 acres of useless land in a house which, on the surface, looks like an ordinary suburban house, electrical outlets and light bulbs in the sockets, fancy kitchen sink, etc. The only problem with this, there is no electricity, water, sewer, no gas connections. The government restricts them to their two acres, which is not enough for them to carry on their traditional forms of self-survival. In time, they may lose their house and be left with nothing. The deadline for the forced exile of the Diné people was July 8, 1986. Richard Norris, speaking for the president, said, "Eviction of the Navajos could be enforced by U.S. Marshals and the U.S. military. Reagan has said this will not be another wounded knee. The relocation will be completed in 30 minutes. Most of the active resistors are elder women, and the government is treating this as a military invasion against them. We cannot let this happen. We must all organize to stop the military intervention at Big Mountain and end the forced exile and oppression of the Diné people. Inaction or apathy at this time is nothing more than approval of this genocide." The Midwest support groups have taken on the responsibility of organizing food, supplies, work crews, affinity groups, and outside support of one area of the joint use area. We need your help. Through the resources of the organizers of the Midwest groups, we need international help in the following areas. Write letters of protest to Congress. Outside of the U.S., send letters to U.S. embassies. Organize vigils or demonstrations on the 8th of every month, now known as Big Mountain Day. Organize food and supply runs. Raise donations. Contact the media in your area. Work crews. Organize affinity groups. We will be publishing a training handbook soon. And organize meetings in your area. We cannot defeat the U.S. government militarily. They have the most advanced murder machine ever created. But by mass public outrage, we can defeat them. Your local organizing will make the difference. Organize now like there is no tomorrow. For these people, there may not be. For more information on the repeal effort, new bills, and other legal matters, please write to the Big Mountain Legal Defense Offense Committee, 2501 North 4th Street, STE 18, Flagstaff, Arizona, 86001. Their phone number is 602-774-5233. And let me give you that address once again. The Big Mountain Legal Defense Offense Committee, 2501 North 4th Street, Station 18, Flagstaff, Arizona, 86001. The phone number once again, 602-774-5233. This is written by Arthur J. Miller, The Struggle at Big Mountain. Just to let you know what Franco was talking about at the MDC show at the Rock Hotel at the Ritz about a week and a half ago. Something that should have been heard, but not too many people picked up on, so I'm just letting you know all about it. Getting back to the music, 1129, 90.1 FM, MDC, Business on Parade.
Bitch! Don't be with the boss. sure don't be what they say. All I do is fuck you, get fat on the pay. Get the dumps to the floor, watch them pop so they can get that grub to the stinking board. We had to warn you. You can say buy or die. Business is on parade. Corporate scantily. Drugs for us poor, risen from the store. Together by the rich, promise life in the ditch. Don't be what the policy say, don't be what they do. All they do is fuck you, spat on their pain. Get a gun to the floor, watch man pops up and get their drugs to the fucking floor. We're to warn you. They're gonna say fire or die. Business is on parade. Corporate scantily. Drugs for the poor, risen from the soul. Coming from the rich, pulling drugs in the ditch. Get for the hate, when they come they guns, they do it all for fun. Dead cops, gay, dad, and blue, they're in the clan too. We're down with this board, we're put them to the torch. Dead cops. We're down with this board, we're put them to the torch. Dead cops. Rebel on the street, makeup on my face, stockings on my feet. All straight, asking me why. I don't act like a normal American guy. What is this a straight and me so thin? What is this a straight and me so thin? What is this a straight and me so thin? What is this a straight and me so thin? Close the land of the free, save the home of the brave. You know they call me a queen. Just another human being. What is a man that's ashamed of me so bad? What is a man that's ashamed of me so bad? What is a man that's ashamed of me so bad? What is a man that's ashamed of me so bad? Your authority and your power has turned us sick and sour. And your justice is a lie. And we're gonna fight until you die. What is this straight and me so bad? What is this straight and me so bad? What is the man that's so straight and me so bad? What is the man that's so straight and me so bad? Dead cops! What you gonna do? The mafia in blue, hunting for queer niggers than you. Dead cops! Down for a switch, army of the rich. Match up on his face, we'll piss on your grave. Dead cops!
90.1 FM Turmoil, MDC. Two songs from them, Business on Parade and Dead Cops. Check them out. They'll be at CBGB's this Sunday, the 27th, along with Damage and Rot. And talking about that show, let me give you a rundown of upcoming shows that'll be taking place the next few weeks for those of you listening in Long Island, Connecticut, New York, or wherever. Tomorrow night, Thursday, July 24th, at Alternatives in Port Jefferson. Sex and Violence, Runaway Slaves, and Slasher. Saturday, the 26th, Rock Hotel at the Ritz Show. The Descendants, The Adolescents, Social Unrest, Doggy Style, Dag Nasty. That's on Saturday, the 26th, at the Ritz. Sunday, the 27th, at CBGB's, The Matinee, MDC, Damage and Rot. At the City Gardens in New Jersey on Sunday, Agent Orange, The Descendants, Volcano Sons, Dag Nasty, and Squirrel Bait. Monday, July 28th, an Anthrax show. Not at the Anthrax, but at the Eagles Club, 6 Mott Street in Norwalk, Connecticut, 8:30 show. The Adolescents, Aggression, CIA, and Underdog. Next Thursday, the 31st of July, at CBGB's, The Honeymoon Killers from New York. The Cramps will be at the Ritz on Thursday the 31st and also on Friday the 1st of August. Saturday the 2nd of August, X will be at the Ritz. Sunday, August 3rd, at the Hardcore Matinee at CBGB's, No Effects, Cause for Alarm, and Possibly School of Violence. At the City Gardens in New Jersey, Toxic Reasons and Cheetah Chrome and the Mother Effers. If you can get out to New Jersey, check out the Cheetah Chrome. They also played with MDC at the Ritz last week, and they were really good. They're from Italy, so check them out. Give them your support. And they're rounding up the concerts Saturday, August 9th at the Ritz. GBH, The Cro-Mags, and 7 Seconds. And that's all I have right now for concerts. I do have some tickets, though, for some shows coming up. Got 2 pairs of tickets for the Six and Violent show tomorrow night at Alternatives in Port Jeff. Got 2 pairs of tickets for the show at the Anthrax Monday night. And I got 5 pairs of tickets for the Rock Hotel this Saturday night. Be taking your phone calls at 12 midnight. And just tell me what you want, and I'll let you have them. Going to go over to France now. There's a compilation album out called 1984 the Second on New Wave Records out of Paris, France. It features mostly French bands from all over France, but it has a few other bands in, like Psycho from the U.S., and Solution Mortal from Mexico, Civil Dissident from Australia, Crunch from Sweden, and The Wretched from Italy. But most of the compilation is made up of French bands. And we're going to listen to one of those French bands, one of my favorites from the album, called Terminal Boredom. This is called Triste Mine on Turmoil. out of Connecticut. That's Seizure, one of the newer bands out of Connecticut. They have a new EP out there first. It's called All Hail the Effin' System, available on Inca's Records. And we heard Pain is Pain is Pain. Check them out live. They're really excellent live. I saw them up at the Anthrax a few weeks ago. And really nice bunch of fellas, too. I keep stressing this a lot of times, but, you know, if you go to the shows or something like that, find time to talk to the band. See where they're coming to. They're really nice. And Spaz, John, Sex Bomb, and Call, really nice bunch of fellas to hang out with, and really enjoy their company whenever I go up there. Even if they're not playing, they're just cool to hang around with. Seizure, Pain is Pain is Pain. Before that, by request, Virulence out of California. They gave us Smoker's Polish. And Terminal Boredom started us off from France with Triste Mine from the compilation album 1984, the second, on New Wave Records out of Paris, France. Terminal Boredom, Virulence, Seizure, here on Turmoil, 11:44 on a Wednesday night. My name is Steve Kreitzer. We're going to head to Australia. Vicious Circle, their album on COR Records, Children of the Revolution Records, called The Price of Progress. The song is called Welfare Case, from Vicious Circle, here on Turmoil. Thank you. 90.1 FM Turmoil with Second Wind out of DC area with No Solution from their first album on R&B Records. I don't know what happened to the band. It's been a few years since I've heard from them. I got that about a year and a half ago and haven't heard anything lately from them. So I'll have to write them a letter, find out what's going on, if they're still together or not. But the very distinguished sound of Inner Ear Studios down there with Don Ziantara Engineering, and that was produced by Lyle Pressler. Started off with Vicious Circle from Australia, Welfare Case from their album The Price of Progress, Ripcord from a new tape of theirs called In Search of a Future. They're from England, and they gave us 3 minutes to Hell. What was it? 3 minutes to 12. 3 minutes to 12. Condenados was done by Cholera out of Brazil from their record Amanha, and Second Wind once again with No Solution. Vicious Circle, Ripcord, Cholera, Second Wind here on Turmoil. Ted back down in Washington once again. Get your tape decks ready. This is Embrace.
Set gone, take one, throw it. Believe all those lies. There's no courage in hatred, only in love. That's what you've organized. Attack, defend. You live a fantasy. Nobody wants anything to belong to you. Sometimes I'd like to kick your fucking ass, but I guess you're just a human too. That's what you've organized. Do you believe all those lies? There's no courage in hatred, only in love is what you've organized. Attack, defend. You live a fantasy. Nobody wants anything belong to you. Sometimes I'd like to kick your fucking ass, but I guess you're just a human too. Tell me why. Why are you here? Won't you tell me why? Why are you here? For a reason to hate, so you can fuck someone up. You hate yourself, you had the chance. I guess you already do.
fuck yourselves up every night. If you have to fight, then fight the balls that rules your life. Set guns and knives, it's gonna end your life. If you have to fight, then fight the balls that rules your life. Set guns and knives, it's gonna end your life. If you have to fight, then fight the balls that rules your life. Set guns and knives, it's gonna end your life. If you have to fight, then fight the balls that rules your life. Set guns and knives, they're gonna end your life. If you have to fight, then fight the balls that rules your life.
1, 2, 3, 4.
.1 FM WUSB Stony Brook with Follow Fashion Monkeys out of Pennsylvania with Chained to a Hole from their first album, and start off with Embrace from a tape. We heard Said Gun featuring Ann McKay on vocals. Embrace, Follow Fashion Monkeys. That wraps it up for me, Steve Kreitzer. I'll be back again next week at 9 o'clock on Wednesday night. 11 o'clock comes Turmoil. And next week I'll have some information for you. About the No More Censorship Defense Fund. Many of you might not have known, but Joe Biafra was charged with violating one count each of the California Penal Code, distribution of harmful matter to minors, and that carries a possible fine of $2,000 and a maximum sentence of 1 year in jail because of the poster they put in their latest album, Frankenchrist. So I'll have some information about that for you next week. Going to end up with the Dead Kennedys' Stars and Stripes of Corruption from the Frankenchrist album. Just want to let you know that if you call area code 516-246-7901 right after this starts, you can have a chance to win some tickets to the Rock Hotel show at the Ritz this Saturday night with the Adolescents. Who else is playing? Let me get my lists out. The Descendants, Social Unrest, Doggy Style Dag Nasty. Also got some tickets for the show at Alternatives in Port Jeff tomorrow night, Thursday the 24th, with Six and Violent, Slasher, and Runaway Slaves. And also some tickets to give away for the Adolescence Aggression CIA Underdog Show at the Anthrax at the Eagles Club in Norwalk, Connecticut on Monday night. 516-246-7901. Call up to win those tickets. Coming up right after this, John Soriano. He'll take you into the early morning hours. Have yourselves a good and safe week. These are the Dead Kennedys.
To Washington.
deep protest out of the lawn. So this is where it happens, the power games and the ground.